Hi, and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Tuesday of the ninth week in Ordinary Time, June 2nd, 2026. Our passage today comes from the Gospel of St. Mark, where he writes, "Some Pharisees and Herodians were sent to Jesus to ensnare him in his speech. They came and said to him, 'Teacher, we know that you are a truthful man and that you are not concerned with anyone's opinion. You do not regard a person's status, but teach the way of God in accordance with the truth. Is it lawful, then, to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? Should we pay or should we not pay?'" The gospel today places us in a moment of tension. Opponents approach Jesus Christ not with genuine curiosity, but with calculation. The Pharisees and the Herodians are sort of strange allies. They come together with a single aim, to trap Jesus. Their question seems simple, almost practical. Is it lawful to pay the census tax to Caesar or not? But beneath the surface lies a dangerous snare. If Jesus says yes, he risks alienating the people who resent Roman oppression. If he says no, he risks being reported to the authorities as a rebel against Caesar. Yet before the question is even answered, something deeper is revealed: the human heart's tendency to cloak manipulation in flattery. "Teacher," they say, "we know that you are truthful." Their words sound reverent, but their intention is not. This is not a conversation seeking truth. It is a performance meant to corner it. And still Jesus does not withdraw. He enters the moment fully, calmly, with a clarity that cuts through their duplicity. Jesus asks for the coin used to pay the tax. One is brought forward, already revealing something ironic. Those questioning him possess the very currency of the empire they claim to resist. He asks, "Whose image and inscription is this?" "Caesar's," they reply. Then comes the line that echoes across centuries: "Repay to Caesar what belongs to Caesar, and to God what belongs to God." At first glance, it sounds like a clever evasion, but it is much more than that. It is a reordering of reality. Yes, there are earthly obligations. Yes, there are structures, systems, governments, and duties that belong to the temporal world. The coin bears Caesar's image, and so it belongs within that realm. But Jesus does not stop there. He shifts the focus, quietly, profoundly, to something far greater. If the coin bears Caesar's image, what bears God's image? Not a coin, not an empire, not a temple. You do. From the very beginning, we are told that humanity is created in the image and likeness of God. The deeper question Jesus raises is not about taxation, but about identity. If we give back to Caesar what bears his image, then what must we give to God? Whose image is imprinted upon our very being? The answer is unmistakable. everything. Not just a portion of our lives, not just Sunday mornings, not just moments of prayer or acts of charity, but the whole of who we are. Our thoughts, our desires, relationships, choices, and even our struggles. There is a story of an artist who spent months painting a masterpiece. Every brushstroke was deliberate, every color chosen with care. When the painting was finished, he placed his signature in the corner, not to claim ownership in pride, but to reveal authorship in love. One day, the painting was stolen and sold in a marketplace. It passed through many hands. Some admired it, others ignored it. Some even damaged it, but the signature remained. Eventually, the artist found it again. Though it was worn and neglected, he recognized it immediately, not because of its condition, but because of his mark upon it. He bought it back at great cost, restoring it, and brought it home. So it is with us. We bear the signature of God. No matter how the world handles us, no matter how we may become distorted or worn, the divine imprint remains. And God desires not just to reclaim us, but to restore us. Jesus does not deny the realities of the world. We live within systems, responsibilities, and civic duties, but he refuses to let those realities define our ultimate allegiance. The danger is not in paying taxes. The danger is in giving our hearts to lesser masters. We can easily become people who give Caesar not just coins, but our identity, our trust, our security, our hope. We can become so shaped by the world's expectations that we forget who we truly belong to. Jesus gently but firmly calls us back. Remember whose image you bear. In contemplative prayer, we do not bring God something external. We simply return ourselves. We sit before him, not as performers, not as strategists, not as those trying to impress or manipulate, but as those who belong. Perhaps today we might ask ourselves, where have I given more of myself to Caesar than to God? What fears or attachments keep me from fully belonging to God? Can I sit quietly and allow God to look upon his own image within me? Let us pray. Lord God, you have fashioned us in your image and called us by your name. In a world that pulls us in many directions, teach us to remember who we are and whose we are. Give us the wisdom to live faithfully within the responsibilities of this life, but never to lose sight of our deeper belonging to you. Take our minds, our hearts, our desires, all that we are, and receive them as your own. Restore in us the beauty of your image, and lead us into the freedom of being fully yours. We ask this through Christ our Lord. Amen. If you found a blessing in this reflection and prayer today, I invite you back to my hermitage each and every day, where we open the Word of God and apply its deeper meaning to our spiritual lives. May God bless you today and walk with you on your spiritual journey. Amen.